Richard, hi, Horn.
Hello, Mr. Richard. Hope you remember, I am Sachin calling from Pune, India. We had an interaction a couple of days before.
Yes, correct. Hi. I also
Yeah,
tried to
how?
call you yesterday, right? A few times.
Yeah, I have tried yesterday also, but it was coming into voicemail.
Yeah, yesterday was a public holiday. I was out with family, yeah.
Okay. So,
Okay,
what
what can I
was?
do for you?
Okay, what was the holiday about, if I may ask?
It's Eastern.
Yeah, Easter,
You know
Easter.
Eastern? Yeah. It was
Yeah.
yesterday in a Sunday yesterday. Yeah.
Okay.
So what can
Hope
I
you
do for
enjoy
you?
it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mr. Richard, first of all, thanks a lot since we talked a couple of days before, and those insights were really helpful. Just a couple of more queries, and we are done with most of our studies. So, in terms of the product type which we discussed, like in terms of next generation optical fiber, we have two products, hollow core fiber and multi-core fiber, right? So when
Yes.
we are calculating the global market value of next generation optical fiber, so we are considering hollow core and multi-core. So for the year 2021, we have considered the mark for market value of next generation optical fiber. We have considered the shares to be around 76% for hollow core and 24% for multi-core. In market volume wise, we have taken the opposite, since hollow core prices is very much higher as compared to multi-core. So in value market of next generation optical fiber, it is coming as the opposite. So here in the value market, hollow core is dominating with 76% market share and 24% with only for multi-core fiber. So do you agree to this point? Like in terms of value, 76% would go for hollow core and 24 for multi-core.
Correct. Yeah, I agree with that. That makes sense indeed. Yeah.
Okay, so in value it is coming as exactly opposite, and in terms of volume, so we have already discussed like 80% for multi-core and 20% for hollow core. In terms of volume, it is multi-core at the highest of 80 and 20% for hollow core, and in value, hollow core would be the highest with 76% and 24% for multi-core in the same year 2021, right?
Yeah, right, correct. That makes sense. Yeah, agree.
Okay. Then we need to estimate those shares for the upcoming decade, and we are estimating that for the year 2031. So should we decrease that share of 76% of hollow core to 66% in 2031, and similarly 24% of multi-core to 34% in 2031? Should we can we go this way?
Oh yeah, it's so far. Yeah, but so far away. I'm okay with that. That's just so far away. I don't know what will be the situation by that time. No clue.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. So, but do you agree that the share which we are giving to hollow core as 76% now, that share would
That's
decrease?
correct. That's correct. Yeah.
Okay, that
It
share
will
would
decrease, but how
decrease.
much I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know how much. Yeah.
Okay. So hollow core would decrease, and ultimately multi-core share would increase by 2031, right? In
Correct.
terms of
Yeah, correct.
value. Okay. Any
Yeah.
generic idea, Mr. Richard, like by how much share we can decrease that? Maybe 5 to 6%. Any range of ideas you can tell me?
No, I don't know. No, I don't know. Sorry to say that. I don't know the
Okay.
percentage. It's too far away for me. It's too, that's not, I'm not, I don't have a clue what
Okay.
the
So,
percentage will be.
but 10% decline which I've taken looks okay, or should be that
Yeah,
much larger than
I'm okay with
that
that. Yeah.
10% decline or 10%
Yeah, I'm
increase?
okay with that. Yeah.
Okay. Similar.
I need to be honest, I'm also having I have a call about 4 minutes, so can we hurry up on this? Because
Yeah. So
I'm
just
calling
one
four
second.
minutes, yeah.
All right. So this we have discussed with value. So for
Yeah.
market volume, we have already discussed like 80% for multi-core and 20% for hollow core. So Yeah, so you agree to 80%, 20%, right? 80% multi-core, 20% hollow core for volume, right? And
I'm okay with that.
okay, similarly for 2031, a volume market, we have a decreased multi-core by 10%, that would be 80% to 70% in 2031, and 20% hollow core to 30% in 2031. Does that looks okay? Okay,
Yes, that's okay. Perfect.
so multi-core would decrease and hollow core would increase, right? And
Yes, correct.
the decrease and increase, I've taken 10%, right? That is
Yeah,
correct. That looks
correct.
okay, right? Okay. Then
Yes, that's correct.
just last two things. So we have segmented the Europe market also, right? Europe
Yeah.
market, Europe next generation optical fiber market in two different countries like Germany, France, Italy, Spain, and rest of Europe. So for Germany, we have
Yes.
given the market shares within Europe as 22%, France as 20%, Italy as 17%, Spain at 15%, and rest of Europe at 26% at the highest. So does it looks okay?
Yeah, and UK? And UK?
UK as a separate, we have taken as a separate region, and that share we have taken just of overall global market, we have just taken 3 to 4% because it is just a single
Okay, but
country.
UK is the UK is still yeah, but UK is still part of Europe, eh? Be aware of that. So when you say rest of Europe, they mean excluding UK.
Excluding UK. We have taken that as a separate region in this study. So
Yeah,
for that,
okay. That's
so
fine. Yeah.
excluding UK, so under Europe market of next generation optical fiber, Germany with 22%, France 20%, Italy 17%, Spain 15%, and rest of Europe 26%. Does it look okay for the year 2021?
Yes, that's okay. Yeah, agree with that.
Okay, so rest of the Europe at the highest I have taken because there are multiple countries in rest of Europe, so we have taken as highest
Correct. I know.
with
I know.
26%.
Yeah.
Then in terms of GDP and all those end use industries, so we have taken 22 Germany, then third number 20 France, then Italy with 17%, and last 15th with Spain, right? It looks okay, right?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, perfect.
Okay. And in 2031 also for similar countries, we have increased the share of Germany with just 0.5, like from 22 to 20 point, 22.5 in 2031. France with 20 to 20.5 percentage share in 2031. Then Italy, we have decreased by 1%, 17 to 16. Spain, 15 to 14, and rest of Europe, 26 to 27. It looks okay.
Yeah, that's okay for me. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay. Just last thing. We have segmented also the
Yes,
market
please.
for Asia Pacific into different countries. Like we did for Europe, we have done that for Asia Pacific. So under Asia Pacific, we have segmented that into Japan, South Korea, India, and rest of Asia Pacific. And for that,
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
we have given the share 35% for Japan, South Korea at just 8%, India at 9%, and rest of Asia Pacific at 48%, because again that contains multiple countries. So does this shares looks okay?
Yeah.
35 to
And
Japan, South Korea.
excluding China.
China
Yeah,
is a
it's
topic
excluding
we have
China.
taken. China we have taken
Yeah,
as a
excellent.
separate.
Okay. Yeah,
So
okay, good.
Japan with 35, South Korea at 8, India at 9,
Yeah.
and rest of Asia Pacific at 48.
Correct. That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, and in similarly in 2031, Japan from 35 to 33% share to a decline by 2%. Obviously, with South Korea
Yes.
and India with the least amount of shares, we have increased by 2% or 2 to 3%. So from 8 to 10 for South Korea, India from 9 to 12%, and rest of Asia Pacific 48 to 45 or 44, maybe decreased by 2 to 3%.
Okay, perfect. Great. Good.
Looks okay.
Yeah, looks okay. I need to go in my next call. Sorry, my next call just started. They're waiting now for me. Yeah, can you find analysis?
So can I call you after half an hour or so?
No, I'm fine with this. I'm agree with this. This is going too much for me into the detail. It's fine for me. I need to hang up because they're waiting for me in the call, and I don't want to be too late.
Yeah, you can
My
call.
way.
Yeah, you can
Okay.
surely go. Yeah, Mr. Richard, maybe I can call you 1 hour later. Just one question was remaining. I can call
No.
you later. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Sorry.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.